She had a lot whenever she died. I guess the girls all got it divided up amongst themselves after she died, but I never just seen none of them because I wasn't interested in crocheting.
She had a bedspread she made.
Yeah, she crocheted the whole bedspread.
And a tablecloth.
She was a hardy person. That's what I'd say. She was a hardy person.
But did she
They're 1x3. 4 pieces of 1x3.
4 pieces, and then you put this end, you roll it. And you keep rolling it and go to the...
And you hang it from up on.
Hang
them up.
Then you can stretch it real tight and do beautiful work. And she did that, I guess, a couple months before she died. She was having a quilt. In fact, this one on the bed, and I told you, was one she made. Well, she had about 4 tops. She never got the quilt when she died before she got it. And she did that, and she couldn't hardly see, but she quilted.
And that was funny, that she had bad eyesight, and she'd take her glasses off to read. She'd read right up like this here, right real close. But she could crochet, too. She could crochet up there with her glasses off. But and she had cataracts, what it was, you know.
She did embroidery.
Of course, she was a person that didn't never give up.
She did all of her granddaughter's dresses that she went to school, Claudette Hawkins. I don't know whether you knew her or not, but.
Didn't you talk about her yesterday, even
though?
Well, she started in
she's married now and has 2 children of her own.
She started in Sanford School about graduated, and she didn't know what a store-bought dress was. Ms. Hawkins made every one of her, all of her clothes.
She was a real seamstress. I mean, well, she raised the family, and then she used to make all of our underwear, undershirts, and underpants, and shorts, and our sleeping wear. I can't remember as long as I was married and left home to think about buying a pair of pajamas, because she made them, and she made all of them. I had 3 sisters, and she made all their clothes too.
And there's not one of those girls could do what she did.
No, they just couldn't learn it like she did it.
Now the old store, she could crochet and embroidery, but when it comes to sewing, making clothes,
I'll tell you something that we did it. You do here, and all the old settlers knew how to do it. These your new ones don't. Now we have ever August we have what we call a family reunion. All of my family gets together, and we have a place we go over here in the hunting area. I got a brother, and he has a hunting camp, and we all go to his hunting camp, and we spend a day there having just a reunion. My brothers and sisters is dead. One of them had 5 or 6 kids, and they all come. All these kids come now. This younger brother of mine, he'll write them a card about the time it's going to come off and remind them so they won't forget that the reunion's on.